All right, hello, Tyler Bryden here. Appreciate you joining. Last night was fantastic. There was an event. It was the TechTO Summer Social Series. I love TechTO. Also love the stacked market. So this is an amazing sort of outdoor, indoor, like shipping container operation. I've always enjoyed the vibe there. And I, fun fact, lived in this apartment during COVID. During COVID, there was a collapse in the Airbnb market as everyone stopped traveling. And so Vatsal and I were lucky enough to get the 20th floor penthouse suite in this apartment for way less than what was reasonable, and had a wonderful, you know, despite Toronto being shut down, despite all this, felt like we were living a life of luxury. Really enjoyed the time there and always looked at this place. Now, not much was going on because of COVID, but I was just like, this seems cool. I would love to spend some time there. And then last night, TechTO had the summer social series, and it was great to see people back together in person. If you're in Toronto, if you're interested in tech, this is an amazing community. Really have felt welcomed at all times. There's different subsets of these communities, tech, you know, sort of like tech sales, marketing, healthcare, legal tech, all these different ones, but together when they do more general events, it's a huge audience of engaged people who care about the work that they're doing, who are networking, who are excited to connect. And I've always really enjoyed these events. And yeah, about 20 minutes from where I live, drive, and then get some good food, a drink, and then there was a little bit of sort of like panels and stuff. I will say I didn't get to catch much of those. There were the speakers weren't that loud. Plus, people were. I sort of talked about this in another episode of this or whatever the hell this thing is. Is that I think people are very interested more in just connecting and networking. And that was the experience that I had yesterday. So a couple interesting things that came out of that. One, shout out to this team Ribbon, early in their journey here, but was the first sort of crypto NFT pitch that I heard that felt somewhat practical to me, which was rewarding and recognizing employees with their accomplishments, embedding sort of the meta details of that accomplishment in, and then making them like beautiful shareable things that can be added with sort of gallery walls and all this idea, and sort of talked about this sort of Ribbon. I didn't get that at first, but the Ribbon, the culture that you also had growing up where you know, if you participated in a sport, you would get a ribbon, you could go back on your wall, and that was almost like a stamp of an accomplishment or a stamp of something. So they're early in their journey. If you're interested in this stuff, feel encouraged to check them out. Really enjoyed the conversation with them. Think they're doing some awesome stuff. So thanks to Sharon, and actually giving me a little bit less skepticism of a functional application. I really did enjoy that. And then also wanted to quickly shout out these guys from Voiceform, who in many cases, people would consider our competitor, and we had an experience where I actually advertised on their branded name as a keyword. So it was like, if someone was typing in voice form, I would type, here's the best voice form alternative, redirect to you to the embeddable recorder on Speak, and had one of the funniest exchanges to me with owner of another company sort of playfully endorsed my skills in digital marketing on LinkedIn. And so we had a good laugh over that, but I really love what they're doing. A big fan. And I think, you know, to me, while there is always these competitive barriers and moats and things that are trying to be established, what I'm more interested in is connecting with people who see the vision that I see, that I'm, you know, I've worked on for a long time, that had trouble explaining and articulating to people for a long time. And so just had to have a great conversation with their team, shared some laughs over some of the shared challenges in iOS recording and people scared of recording voice online and all these different things. So that was a ton of fun. Met some other people, and a lot of the conversation around market volatility, people trying to raise the fear of that, and then you know, just overall a lot of sort of macro trends impacting people who are then showing up to these events. And I think a lot of people trying to sort of meaning make while they're at these events, or understand or ask questions. And I was lucky enough to have some good conversations, meet with some people who shared very transparently, had some great insights. And so I learned a lot last night. And one of the feelings that I walked away with is, like, throughout this journey, you go through this period of like hyper learning. And I found that, I feel like I have, you know, there, I mean, I'm dumb in so many ways, but I've just been forced to learn other things. And I could tell that in some of the conversations I had that there were some insights that were valuable, and I feel like I am capable of more. I'm capable of giving more. I'm underutilized right now. And so that's something that I'm sort of wrestling with and dealing with and working through as someone operating in the constraints of obviously business, but also just wanting to help people and see their dreams and ambitions come to life and also maybe avoid some of the mistakes that I had made or I'm still making right now just by sharing. So that's a couple pieces from that. Thank you, Tech TO, for doing that. Of course, be back at other events. Stacked, always welcomed. And I know that they're doing a lot of work to sort of bring other events together. So hop on to another piece of this journey that we are on. And so one of the things that I had talked about a couple days ago was this pricing calculator, which is fantastic. Let me see if I can pull it up quickly just so I can walk through it. But the challenge here is not the challenge, but what I've realized is that when someone has, say, a 14-day free trial, 14-day experience, and they do not sign up, it's relatively over. If you don't have a good onboarding, if they don't find value in the product, most likely what we've seen happen is that you churn, you don't sign up for the plan, you don't want to hear from us again, you maybe find another vendor or you just give up on trying to find that solution, and you unsubscribe from emails, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why some of these companies that are successful are so focused on making sure that the original onboarding experience is very valuable, and it unlocks value creation for the people that are signing up. And I think especially in small, not niche use cases, but very defined products, that's easy thing to do. Sometimes with our case and kind of people streaming in, it's been a little bit harder because of the wide range of use cases and et cetera, et cetera. So that is one of the reasons why we built out this pricing calculator. I'll share this quickly. I won't spam you, but I will spam myself on. Look at all these pop-ups. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. Oh my God, get out of here. So this idea of build your perfect plan, sort of with the starter kit, custom, premium, and then all the plans include, great. And then we've got the pricing where it's sort of like, hey, I've got, you know, I need 20 hours. I've got 10, 11 team members. I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this. And now I've got my plan and I can switch 6 months, 9 months, yearly, 3 months, and really sort of custom tailor this to myself. And so at least ourselves personally, we think, hey, this is a wonderful new experience that you can have with Speak. And maybe people in the past who didn't necessarily get the value out, or maybe that the plan was too pricey or they wanted to experiment before they made such a big commitment because of the sort of rigid structure of our plans, then maybe we should reconnect with them and see if there is a way that they will consider using Speak again, testing Speak again, and then maybe even personalizing a plan that actually makes sense for themselves this time. And so one of the ways that we're doing this, and really you're limited to that because it's all you can do unless they sign back into the app, which is unlikely if they didn't sign up during that free trial. Most likely, again, they've moved on to another vendor or, you know, whatever, not going to solve this. It wasn't big enough pain point to actually find even another product. So really the only channel we have, email. We have that channel through intercom right now is how we deliver emails. And so the message is say, hey, you know, there's a lot of amazing stuff that has been added to Speak to help you solve problems since you have since you first tested out Speak. We've reactivated your 14-day free trial. We've given you an hour of transcription. Would love for you to go test it, check out all the new features, and if you enjoy the experience, there's an entirely new pricing configuration that you can do where you can pay as little as $10 per month for your specific needs, and then scale up based on that. So maybe that price point isn't as it doesn't have as much friction. Maybe during this time it wasn't immediate forefront in their thought, but this message and then the ability to customize plan then re-triggers that goal for them to solve this problem, et cetera, et cetera. And so and then also just like one last incentive of like, hey, if you do this, we'll give you one premium add-on, like I showed you here. We give one of those to you for free because we want to make this valuable for you as possible. And that's, I mean, so that's the offer. And I'm going to sort of share if any of that works. I think we've got an audience, about 4,500 people who have signed up. There's a bunch of those who are active paying users already today, but then there are many who are not and who are, you know, follow our journey, who have not unsubscribed. They will get this email, maybe open it. And our goal there is to reactivate them. How can we get them to see the value of Speak, and with this new pricing configuration, see it as a viable, affordable, cost-effective option in their technology stack? So there you go. That's the reactivation part. And one last part that I think is worthwhile talking about is this reach out for sort of partnerships. And I have an early in testing this because we released this affiliate program. But what we found, a couple things we found early, is that as you reach out for affiliates, people are who have websites with website traffic, they are looking for pay to play. So they want you to pay be able to list your site on. And we were sort of trying to work our way around that by saying, hey, here's an affiliate plan. We don't want to pay up front, but if you drive any sales, then you're going to get 25% recurring commission on an ongoing basis. So this is a great way for you to make money. Sort of feedback response is that we don't really care. We want to pay for listing. We don't know how much of this, we can't guarantee how much of this traffic is going to convert. Your sign up flow could be broken. All this stuff could lead to people not signing up and us not getting that affiliate revenue. So why would we take that risk? We've got high value spots on web pages that's high traffic and high intent. It doesn't make sense for us to do that. So that's been a little bit of our journey today. We have found a couple opportunities and some people signing up for the affiliate programs. But generally, if you're reaching out to people who have big organic search volume on their site, like listicle, two articles, they are pay to play. Maybe if you can find people who love what you're doing, are passionate about it, or smaller audiences and see an opportunity, then you're more likely. So what I've gone through done is actually start to reach out a little bit on some more of a partnership option. This is a variation of the message that is going out now. I would love for people to critique me on this. First of all, the subject line, an asshole. Quick question. Now, the thing is, I'm seeing wonderful open rates to this and actually seeing responses for this as well, too. My first variation of this was a lot of opens, not a lot of responses. And I know I've got this quick question email before and pissed a lot of people off. It pisses me off when I get it. So I don't want to feel like I'm tricking someone. I am asking a question, at least in the email. Sometimes you get like quick question and there's not even a question in the email. But really, you know, I guess just a couple pieces. Discovered you on LinkedIn. First of all, I've got feedback from one person, which makes sense. It's like, hey, my email's not on LinkedIn. How'd you find me? I have to let this person know that there are a lot of tools to get your email pretty easily just by knowing who they are. Congratulations, your growth. Yes, a little, generic, but I think it's important that, like, I reached out to these people for a reason. Tyler Bryden, CEO, linking, not maybe always a good idea. It could get you caught in emails or people obviously nervous to click on those, and then tried to put a little bit of experience or credibility here. Originally, we had some of the customers who were who use Speak, which added some credibility too. Where we tried to move, instead of sort of bragging about our customers, asking the question so we get to the question quicker, and then grateful to share. So grateful, that's nice, I guess. Already creating new revenue streams for some incredible people and organizations. I didn't say like where maybe I might, but then the sentence starts to get really long, and then talk about how they do it. They white label or no code software too. And then 3 points, cost effective, automatic professional transcription, testimonials, feedback, content scale, transcripts and reports for research. And then so they've got three pretty concrete examples of how they would use our platform, and then sort of aim for shared value creation, open to support and grow. So a little bit of, you know, we'd love to hear how you think this would best work, showing that we're open to working with them and that we care about, you know, the best setup for them. And then if you want to connect more, and send me a note back or use my calendar link, easy. So I had a couple people book meetings with that already. And then thank you so much. Thanks for taking this time. And I try to say that right after stop. Really appreciate you even opening this email, checking this out, and then enjoy the rest of your day. So continuing to do that, continuing to find more people who could be fit for that partnership role. That is something that is not, you know, never, and nothing is ever as easy as you think it is, but shared a little bit of the email overreach. If you have any feedback on that, would love to hear you. hear from it, as well as, say, reactivating users. And, you know, if you're finding other events here in Toronto or things TechTO related or whatever, send me a message, let me know. Look forward to connecting with more people. I really enjoyed the time last night and was excited to see some great people out there. So thank you so much. This has been Tyler Bryden. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye.